Welcome to Life, Love, and Leadership for Physicians podcast. Here, we explore the central topics of intentional life design, boundaries, health, wellness, and leadership for physicians. I am dedicated to helping you create meaningful structures in your life that support both professional and personal growth. Hi, I'm your host, Dr. Rachel Miller. I've tackled some of the same issues that many of us in the medical field struggle with, such as creating meaningful connections, imposter syndrome, and having a life outside of the office. Join me each week as my guests and I tackle these topics and so much more, delivering content that shows you the importance of investing time into yourself beyond caring for those around you. Tap the follow button so you never miss an episode. So over the last few months, I've had several people ask me, now, Rachel, what is that coaching thing that you're doing again? What's that coaching stuff? Are you a life coach? Or I don't even know what a coach is. So today we are going to take a deep dive on what exactly coaching is. So without further ado, here's the episode, and I hope you love it. Today, we're going to talk about all things coaching. We're going to talk about what coaching is, what it's not, what is consulting, what's the difference between coaching and consulting, because I've been getting a lot of questions about what is coaching. I was talking with some colleagues a few weeks ago. They actually said, I don't even know what coaching is. And she was actually a little bit embarrassed that she didn't know what it was. And so I really spent quite a bit of time explaining to her what it is. So let's start with the basics. Coaching is a professional relationship where the coach is supporting the client in achieving specific goals that they set at the very beginning of the relationship. They bring not only their expertise in the subject matter, but their expertise in questioning to help the client uncover and to get the client to be motivated towards their outcome or towards their goals. So another way to put this is that if you're feeling like you just can't move and you want to go to the next level as it relates to your business or your personal life, a coach could be someone that can help you. I feel like over the last several years, it's become much more common to hear people talk about having a coach. And historically, when you think of who a coach is, you think about sports players. So you think about a basketball coach or a football coach or a baseball coach. But a coaching relationship is so much broader than someone who is looking to improve upon a sport. Hiring a coach can bring a deep transformational change into someone's life or into someone's career. And what a coach does is they help you identify what it is you're looking for in your career, in your job, or in your life. And through a co-creation process that we create a map in order to get what it is that you're wanting to get to. Now, one of my mentors is Marian Franklin, and she wrote the book, The Art of Laser-Focused Coaching, and I participated in her program, and she has this beautiful description of what coaching is that I want to share with you. She says that a coach partners with a client to help them come up with their own solutions and what's best for in their life. A coach helps them learn more about themselves so that they can move forward and accomplish their goals. Another thing she adds, and I so agree with this, is the importance of staying curious to uncover what's really going on. And I like to call this the thing behind the thing. So typically when someone comes with a particular thing or an issue, there's actually something much deeper going on that's not being said. And so what we do as a coach is we help uncover what is that thing that's underneath the thing. I'll give you an example for myself. I was in a group coaching program. I had the opportunity to be coached by Marian, and I was wanting to go on this particular trip, and I was having a lot of guilty feelings about it. I was really struggling to go. I mean, I could go. I had, you know, childcare, and, you know, I had all of the things to be able to go, but I was having a hard time going. And one simple question allowed me to figure out what it was that was keeping me from doing this thing that I really wanted to do. And her question was, what is keeping you from giving yourself permission to do something that you really want to do? And it was completely eye-opening. And it was a very simple question that led to and uncovered the fact that I wasn't giving myself permission to do something that I really wanted to do. So next, I want to talk a little bit more about the different types of coaching. And there are life coaches and executive coaches and sports coaches and career coaches, and they all kind of blend together. And then there's consultants who don't actually even coach. So it can be very confusing when people who are helping individuals use the same type of terminology. It's confusing to me when I hear someone is, oh, I'm a business coach. I'm like, okay, are you really a coach or are you a consultant? Because not everyone has the skills and has the knowledge of how to draw what it is that needs to be drawn out of their clients in order to get what it is that the client says that they want. As coaches, we don't do the work for our clients. We just help equip them with the knowledge and the skills in order to get what it is that they're wanting to accomplish. So let's go back to the different types of coaches that are out there. So life coach, for example, we'll take that first. They're typically focused on an individual's personal goals, things that they're looking for in their personal life as it relates to their family, their children, their personal aspirations. That's what a life coach does. A business coach helps people as they are going on doing their startup company, or if they're working with an executive. Those are business coaches. Oftentimes, you can have a business coach with someone who is starting a new business. If they have a background that's not in business or running a business and they need information on how to run a business, they may look to a business coach. Oftentimes, business coaches are actually consultants. They're actually just telling somebody what to do or recommending strategies to the clients in order to get them what it is that they want to do. They're not actually asking questions to help draw the wisdom out of their clients. Now, the next thing you have is executive coaches. Now, executive coaches typically work with professionals who are in corporate careers, and they're helping them get to that next level, whether that's helping them to get a promotion or to improve their leadership or to work better with team. That is typically what an executive coach does. Now, executive coaches and leadership coaches oftentimes blend. Oftentimes, the executive coach is also helping the leadership improvement of their client. So sometimes there's a little bit of bleeding into the relationship. Typically, when I'm working with a client, I am very clear on this is just advice. This is not part of the coaching. This is advice, or I'll send information as it relates to leadership that the client is wanting. So as you can tell, there's a lot of different options for what you may want or what you may need for your situation. The next question you may ask is, so Rachel, how do you become a coach? Like, what kind of training do you have? Well, that's definitely not an easy question to answer because there are so many different training programs and so many different certification programs, and they're all very different. Myself in particular, I am a certified executive coach. I did my coach training through the Center for Executive Coaching, where they teach individuals how to coach executives. I also did an additional leadership training program. And then I did an additional life coaching training program. Now, I don't necessarily call myself a life coach. However, I do have life coach training. I typically work with executives and professionals in an executive coaching and leadership development way, and I incorporate a lot of the life coaching principles into our coaching relationship. One of the things that I noticed very quickly when I started working with individuals is that your work life and professional life and your personal life, they blend together. You know, you're dealing with boundaries and work-life balance and then also leadership and not knowing who you are outside of medicine, and all of these things just all come together. So the beautiful thing about my training is that I have these separate trainings and they come together with this nice marriage to help different people. Now, where I got my coach training from, it's all certified with the International Coaching Federation. I consider the International Coaching Federation the gold standard for certification and training programs, but there are some well-known other coaching programs out there that are not necessarily certified by the International Coaching Federation. If you are looking for a coach, the important thing is to make sure that the chemistry is good and that your coach can help you achieve what it is that you're looking to achieve. The other thing I recommend is to talk to your friends, talk to other colleagues who've worked with someone to see if they were able to get the results and get the outcomes that they were hoping to get after working with a particular coach. Now, the next part I want to dive into is the difference between coaching and therapy. It's easy to confuse the two, and they are oftentimes intertwined together. Coaching and therapy, they have similar goals, and they also have stark differences. Therapy typically uncovers some deeper psychological issues. There's a lot of looking at childhood experiences, uncovering and healing trauma, or other emotions that have really shaped an individual to help the person move forward. You go deep into that past. Coaching, on the other hand, looks at goals, looks more at strategies to help someone have better feelings and improved behavior so that they can go forward. They may look back, but if they look back, it's only briefly. And they take that experience that they went through to help them move forward. Me personally, I recommend my clients to also have a therapist as well as a coach. I am not a licensed therapist. Therapists are wonderful people, but I am not a therapist. I think the best outcomes for individuals are when you have a therapist and a coach working together, and also being very open with both professionals that you are working with the other person. So I know that was a lot of information, and I did not dive deep into my methodologies and my leadership principles and things that guide me and my coaching behaviors. Perhaps I'll have another podcast episode where I go into detail about the methodology of how I work with individuals, but I wanted to spend just a little bit of time explaining and going through what coaching is and what's the difference between coaching and therapy and what are the different type of coaches out there. I hope this episode was helpful for you. If you have any questions, please reach out to me on social media at Dr. Rachel Miller, MD. And I will get back to you. If you found this episode helpful or beneficial, please follow and share with a friend and leave us a positive review on whatever listening platform that you listen to this podcast. We appreciate the comments. I actually look through each and every one individually. They go a long way to help other physicians hear these important topics and messages. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later. Have a great week.
Thanks for tuning in to this Life, Love, and Leadership for Physicians episode. Did you have an aha moment? I'd love it if you shared it with me on Instagram at @drrachelmillermd. That's @drrachelmillermd. If you love the show and want to hear more, follow the podcast and give me a rating and a review. If there's a specific topic you'd like for me to cover or a guest you'd like for me to have on the show, please let me know. I'd love your suggestions.